We have a mandate by the Constitution. When there's a vacancy that falls at presidential or is it National Assembly, we need to start working. And so far, we've done everything that we could. It's only that I think people should also bear with us that culturally we have to have what we call a national mourning. And it was declared by the acting president of the Republic when we lanced we lost a president, that we go up to the 11th of November to mourn the president. Then thereof, then we will obviously work within the 90 days. And the 90 days from the time the sitting president died falls on the 26th of January. So we have to hold elections before that.
Will you be ready and will the Electoral Commission be prepared and adequately funded ahead of this election?
No, certainly. And because it's a constitutional requirement where it stipulates that within 90 days of the seat of the presidency fully vacant, we have to prepare and we need to have election done. From Electoral Commission point of view, we've already done what we can within our mandate to prepare for it. But we also have to work through the Treasury, because we get finance through the Treasury, which is the Ministry of Finance, to give us the money. And we have since engaged them, and they're ready to support us. But so far, we've done what we could in our own capacity to ensure that the election is well prepared.
Mr. Chella, wouldn't you have time constraints, especially when you have always enjoyed enough time? Wouldn't you be constrained by the time frame to organize fresh presidential election?
And I think for us, I think we've learned our lessons from 2008 elections when the incumbent then, Levy Mwanawasa, died. And I think from then we learned our lessons and we were able to draw lessons from then. And so far, I think we're okay. And we're on course and very, very, very confident that we will do it properly. Because then, I think in 2008, it happened at the time when we needed, interpretation to the law. And then I think the interpretation to the law was given very adequately. So I think I'm not saying it happens and to benefit, but it's only that we've drawn lessons from a sitting president dying. So we've learned our lessons from 2008, and I think we've learned good lessons which will help us build up from there. And over and above that, we will sit down and we think an election happened in 2011. We were already prepared for 2016. So our lessons were learned from 2008, and over and above that, we're already preparing for 2016. And 2016 meant that we had, and well, let me just show you that. Elections is not an event. It's a process. Elections, we have a pre-election period, election period and post-election period. So we've learned our lessons. One, going from a 2008 election, a snap election, when a president dies in office. Over and above that, even when we conducted our tripartite election in 2011, we've been going through all sorts of processes of the electoral process. So pre-election, during election and post-election. So far, and somehow, sometimes people will ask you, is that we've had unprecedented number of by-elections. This is not a presidential, but it's a by-election bubble. We've had 26 National Assembly elections since the 2011 tripartite election. And that has been unprecedented. So that has helped us to prepare. And I want to emphasize that the election is not an event, but it's a process. So I think we are ready, and even when we had a sitting president die, at least we can draw lessons from 2008, and at the same time we've been drawing lessons from those sorts of elections.